This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, June 9th. There's a few things going on in the stock market I should alert you to. First, we have a helicopter that went down near the Strait of Hormuz. Trump on Truth Social said that Iran shot it down, and we have to respond. So that's got fears of an escalation, but this is the normal tit for tat that's going on over there. And I'm sure there will be a very good response, and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, if you read something like the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg, they'll tell you everybody's stocking up on their oil inventories. The production in the Gulf of America has been increased dramatically. So there is no world oil shortage now. They are trying to fill up their reserves. And, of course, in the fall, prices will fall. So some ships are getting through the Strait of Hormuz with our escorts. So it's not what it's supposed to be. It's not normal, but it is progressively getting better. Okay, we also have existing home sales up sharply, the strongest this year. They rose 3.2%. That's a good sign because that's the weakest part of our economy. So that's lifting all boats. Now, the tech stocks that got hit last Friday and bounced on Monday are getting hit again today. So we're having oscillations. So basically, the stock market gets hit, then it bounces, and then it retracts, and then it bounces again, and it retracts. Sometimes you have to retest the lows 2 to 3 times. Now, I know we have stocks like Ciena that look very weak here, but I wouldn't worry about it. Because its underlying fundamentals are great. The analysts just revised estimates higher. So I would back up the truck on that stock. It's a screaming buy. And we have it under management recommended newsletters. Okay, the other comment I should have for you is Bank of America. The media is having fun telling everybody that Bank of America thinks the stock market could fall 6%. And it's time to take profits. Now, the strategist at Bank of America wrote that is basically doing a mean reversion analysis. And she noticed that when the techs went up, that the rest of the market didn't. And so she thinks the bottom half of the market's going to pull the top half down. That is absolutely ridiculous, okay? She's ignoring the fundamentals. That earnings were up 29.3 this last quarter. They're forecast to be up 21.5 for the all year. They'll be revised higher because we're seeing positive analyst revisions. This is what happens when you follow indices and you pay no attention to fundamentals. So I respectfully disagree with the Merrill strategist that's saying we're going to have a mean reversion correction and we're going to go down 6%. The other thing is one of the most bearish strategists out there is this guy named Mike Baker at Morgan Stanley. And he's positive, so go figure. Now, Mike Baker told you to get out of stocks for 6 straight years. Okay, and now he's more positive. Now, the real reason Mike did that is he was trying to divert money to private credit and private equity, which is sold a lot through the broker-dealers nowadays. So the broker-dealers kind of have a hidden agenda, and they always want the money moving because the more money moves, the more money they make from the trading operations and things, all the spreads and things. So I do want you to take any advice from the wirehouses with a grain of salt. And I think the Bank of America strategist, which is, of course, Merrill Lynch, is totally, totally delusional. Now, I used to live in that world. I used to work with these platforms. I used to meet the analysts. And one of the most frustrating things I had is how little they know about accounting. Okay. Finding managers could hug the benchmarks and buy the best sectors, etc. Overweight the certain things, but they do want you to not stray from the benchmarks too much. So I don't do that. Okay, that's why we're having such good performance is because we just buy the creme la creme, and there's 11 sectors in the S&P, and we're invested in 3, and a lot of the other stocks we invest in, oil tanker companies, Canadian oil companies, Canadian gold stocks, none of those are in the benchmarks. So a lot of people would say I'm cheating because I'm not playing in the same sandbox they are. But I don't care. I just want to earn money, okay? That's what we're here to do. So these oscillations will continue. Don't worry about things. Don't even worry about the Iran war, okay? It doesn't affect the United States, okay? It affects anybody that was getting oil from Iran. But we have offered to replace that, thanks to the Gulf of America. So some countries are stupid enough not to take President Trump up on his generous offer to send tankers to the Gulf of America, then I can't really help them. But we will be okay. They are filling up the oil inventories. Some OPEC members are producing more. We're producing more. So they're looking at other ways to transport oil. We are getting some ships to the Strait of Hormuz. And this bottleneck is not going to be that important long term. I would add that this is an economic war now more than a military war. But yeah, when they shoot down one of our helicopters, we have to take retaliatory action. So don't be surprised by what we do. So with that said, hang on, everybody. You're in an incredible economic environment now, and we're going to be having 5 to 6% GDP growth next quarter. Things are accelerating. That's why the housing starts are up. So hang on. Enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier.